News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
New ESRI research has revealed a sharp divide between public opinion and experts on what is driving the obesity epidemic. A lot of people think it's personal choice and action, whereas actually what the experts and the research would suggest is that it is the environment is a large contributor. Lead GP for obesity at the Irish College of General Practitioners, Dr. Mick Crotty, is with us this morning. Mick, can I sort of devil's advocate what I suspect the views of the general public might be, which is, you look at somebody who gets up 6 o'clock in the morning, does a 45-minute run rigorously all day, monitors their intake of proteins and calories and carbohydrates and everything else, and remains not obese. And people look at that and say, well, there is evidence that it is human control rather than factors in the environment. How are they wrong?
I suppose in prevention of obesity, obesity is a complex multifactorial disease. There's genetic factors, there's biological factors, there's absolutely environmental factors. That person who can get up and go for a run and focus on their nutrition, again, their socioeconomic status, their level of education, their life experiences, adverse childhood events, their psychological status, mental health, medications. There's a lot of different factors that are associated with somebody's risk of obesity. So again, we often have this bias, this stigma that people who are eating healthy and exercise, don't develop obesity. There's many people living with obesity who are exercising regularly and who have very healthy diets. But I suppose it's kind of looking at cause and effect. And you know, with obesity, it is more complicated. And I suppose this research from the ESRI is interesting because it probably highlights what we see, that the general public kind of have this person responsibility, blame and shame kind of view of obesity, that it's, you know, if I live with obesity, it's my fault, it's my responsibility, I need to kind of sort this out. And that's what we've been always sold. I suppose the truth is a little bit more complicated, that our environment, the types of food that are available, advertising, labeling, socioeconomic status and biology also have a significant impact on somebody's risk of obesity.
But I wonder, is it that people look at that and they say, but those, and there are a multiplicity of them, who are able to navigate those factors successfully suggest that it is possible and therefore it's down to the individual? That's flawed.
It's the fact that those who don't live with obesity, they haven't got this chronic disease. And we know genetics, so somewhere between 40 and 70% of somebody's risk of obesity is genetically linked. It tends to run in families. So that person who doesn't develop obesity, despite living in the same environment, again, they, you know, similarly to, you know, many of us live in an environment and don't develop high blood pressure or diabetes, even though we're exposed to the same environment. So genetics and the interaction of our genetics with the environment and our biology and life experience all, you know, are factors in whether I will develop obesity. But the person who is exercising, focused on nutrition and doesn't develop obesity, we say, well, they're doing that so they don't develop obesity. Another person might also be focusing on nutrition and exercise and doing everything in their power and still develop obesity because genetically, biologically, they're at higher risk.
Even so, if again, they restrict calories to a set amount.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So many people living with obesity, you know, for lots of different factors, because, again, I suppose, you know, you can look at calories.
I mean, let's say a grown man eats 1,500 calories a day and runs around for 2 or 3 hours. They will become obese?
So the challenge is in taking in 1,500 calories, you know, that is a static amount of energy in a food, what our body does with that, how we store that. Most people that I meet who are living with obesity are not sitting at home eating excessively. They are not, avoiding exercise. The problem is most of the time they're energy neutral or probably in an energy deficit, but intermittently they may be more predisposed to taking in more than their body requires when, you know, life is crazy, life is chaotic, or something happens like injuries or different things. So I think it is more complicated just than, sitting down and looking at the number of calories. Also, I suppose when we look at kind of what people are taking in, our assessment of that is probably not particularly accurate as far as what we're taking in, the types of food that are available, you know, the processing of foods. And again, there is a significant socioeconomic kind of element to this as well, as far as people who can't access healthy foods, who can't access spaces, the job that I do. There's many different factors.
Mick, thank you very much. That is Dr. Mick Crotty, who is lead GP for obesity at the Irish College of General Practitioners.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.